keeping people connected and close to home. Expand carer and family information, support, and flexible respite services. Carers and families play a pivotal role in supporting people with a mental health, alcohol, and other drug problem. Carers and families can sometimes experience pressure and challenges that can in turn impact on their own health and well-being. Improving the availability of timely, accurate, and reliable information is essential for carers and families, as is their inclusion in the care, support, and treatment of individuals. Support for children who have parents with a mental health problem and/or alcohol and other drug problem is a key priority area. Over the next 10 years, we intend to expand access to information, support, and importantly, flexible respite for carers and families. This will include exploring how the Parent Drug Information Service could be expanded to provide personalised support to carers and family members of people with a mental health problem. Expand access to individual advocacy services. Access to independent, individual advocacy for individuals and their families is an important aspect of the mental health, alcohol and other drug system. Advocacy can help improve the quality and safety of service provision, promote the rights of consumers and carers, and ensure consumers' health and well-being is maximised. Individual advocacy services are a component of the community support service stream. Further work is required to review existing consumer and carer access to individual independent advocacy and, where appropriate, identify areas for expansion. Further information on advocacy can be found on page 145. Work with housing providers to increase access to housing for people with mental health, alcohol and other drug problems. A system-wide multi-agency housing strategy to address the housing needs of individuals with mental health, alcohol and other drug problems is essential. The strategy would include the specification of contemporary housing and, where required, support options for people who've historically had difficulties accessing and maintaining housing. People who experience difficulties with accessing and maintaining housing include people with a mental health, alcohol and other drug problem who've come into contact with the criminal justice system, people who've remained in institutional care for a number of years, people who are homeless, people currently living in psychiatric hostels, and people exiting alcohol and other drug treatment programs. Consideration will also be given to the ongoing safety and quality of housing, with housing being located close to services and supports. If appropriate, and dependent on the outcome of evaluations, the housing strategy will specify the continuation and improvement of ICLS. Work will also continue with housing providers to identify additional housing and the provision of in-reach treatment and support where required. Keeping people connected and close to home. Contribute to the piloting of the National Disability Insurance Scheme and MyWay trials. The National Disability Insurance Scheme, NDIS. The NDIS is a disability insurance initiative currently being trialled in selected areas of Australia. Eligible individuals undertake an individualised planning process to identify reasonable and necessary supports needed to enable them to attain their goals. In Western Australia, two models are being trialled. The Commonwealth's NDIS, run by the National Disability Insurance Agency, and the State Government's Western Australian NDIS MyWay, run by the State Government. And MyWay trial sites have commenced in the Southwest, Cockburn, Kwinana, and in the Perth Hills for residents living in the local government areas of Swan, Kalamunda, and Mundaring. These schemes involve trialling two approaches to self-directed individualised funding for people with disability. Evaluation and findings from the trial sites will inform our future investment in individualised funding programs. To meet NDIS eligibility for psychosocial disability, a person must have a psychiatric condition which is permanent or likely to be permanent, and which significantly limits their ability to undertake routine daily activities. The NDIS does not currently include people with disability resulting from alcohol and other drug problems. Further actions are dependent on the evaluation results of the NDIS trials. The findings from implementation of the NDIS MyWay trial sites will be included in further modelling for the plan when the information is available. See page 146 for further information on individualised funding. Establish targeted programs for priority, marginalised groups or groups with complex conditions. There are a number of groups that may be disproportionately impacted by mental health, alcohol, and other drug problems. For example, Aboriginal people, people from regional areas, homeless people, and CALD groups. Where required, dedicated community support services or programs will be developed in partnership with key priority groups to ensure they have access to support services that effectively meet their needs. In regards to dedicated community support programs for Aboriginal people, this may involve cultural rehabilitation and healing programs. Actions: implementing existing commitments. Complete the evaluation of the individualised community living strategy and implement improvements and, if appropriate, commence expansion of the program. Continue to provide alcohol and other drug support services, referred to in the plan matrix as post-residential rehabilitation, page 105, for residents within existing transitional housing and support program houses in North Metropolitan, South Metropolitan, the Goldfields, the Midwest and the Kimberley. Keeping people connected and close to home. By the end of 2017, to prepare for the future, we aim to increase mental health community support services by 432,000 hours of support, with a particular focus on regional areas, children and youth. Develop and expand local recovery services that offer assistance and support to individuals to maintain personal recovery and live well in the community. This may involve the delivery of education and training programs and telehealth. Review existing consumer and carer access to individual independent advocacy and, where appropriate, identify opportunities to expand access. In collaboration with key stakeholders, develop a housing strategy to address the housing needs of people with mental health, alcohol and other drug problems, whilst also increasing access to community support services that will assist with daily living tasks and maintaining tenancy. This includes, as a priority, appropriate housing and support for people who have mental health, alcohol and other drug problems and are homeless. In consultation with housing providers, establish new transitional housing and support program houses and commission alcohol and other drug support services. Expand the total by approximately 9,400 hours of support across the North Metropolitan, 4,000 hours, South Metropolitan, 2,900 hours, Goldfields, 400 hours, Pilbara, 600 hours, Great Southern, 400 hours, Southwest, 600 hours, and the Wheatbelt, 400 hours regions. Explore with the Department of Child Protection and Family Support and key stakeholders how youth-friendly safe places for those with alcohol and other drug, including volatile substances, use issues in identified regional and remote areas can be established. By the end of 2020, to rebalance the system, there is a need to increase safe places for intoxicated people, also known as sobering up centres, in Fremantle, the Pilbara, and for young people in the metropolitan area by a total of 27 beds. Develop and commission personalised support and harm reduction services for people with alcohol and other drug problems, approximately 225,000 hours of support, which would include peer workers and the commissioning of in-reach and outreach support in the metropolitan area for people in crisis accommodation. In collaboration with key stakeholders, progress implementation and monitoring of the housing strategy and associated community support services. In consultation with housing providers, continue to expand the number of transitional housing and support program houses and commission alcohol and other drug support services. Expand the total by approximately 19,600 hours of support across the North Metropolitan, 6,600 hours. South Metropolitan, 6,900 hours, Pilbara, 600 hours, Southwest, 3,000 hours, Wheatbelt, 600 hours, and Goldfields, 1,900 hours, regions. Expand mental health community support services across the state from 1.7 million hours of support to 3.2 million hours of support, including expanding services for family and carers through information, support, education and skill development opportunities. By the end of 2025, to continue the reform, modelling identifies the requirement to Expand community mental health support services across the state from 3.2 million hours of support to 5.3 million hours of support. In collaboration with key stakeholders, continue to progress implementation and monitoring of the housing strategy and associated community support services. In consultation with housing providers, complete delivery of alcohol and other drug transitional support services with a further 16,000 hours of support. Table 2. Summary of the plan matrix. State total. Community support services. Measure. Hours in thousands. Total. Current. 859. 2017. 1,687. 2020. 3,438. 2025. 5,600. Measure. Beds. Total. Current. 168. 2017, 178. 2020, 205. 2025, 205. Mental health, hours in thousands. Current, 842. 2017, 1,661. 2020, 3,171. 2025, 5,286. Alcohol and other drug, harm reduction and personal support. Hours in thousands. Current, 5. 2017, 5. 2020, 225. 2025, 258. Alcohol and other drug, post-residential rehabilitation. Hours in thousands. Current, 12. 2017, 21. 2020, 41. 2025, 57. Alcohol and other drug, safe places for intoxicated people. Beds. Current, 168. 2017, 178. 2020, 205. 2025, 205. Note, some totals may not add up due to rounding. Keeping people connected and close to home. Community treatment services. What are community treatment services? Community treatment services provide clinical care in the community for individuals with mental health, alcohol, and other drug problems. Community treatment services generally operate with multidisciplinary teams who provide outreach, transition support, relapse prevention planning, physical health assessment, and support for good general health and well-being. Services provided to individuals are non-residential and can be intensive, acute, or ongoing. All community treatment services include carers in relevant treatment decisions, are family-inclusive, trauma-informed, and mental health community treatment services are recovery-oriented. Alcohol and other drug community treatment services include pharmacotherapy programs, screening and assessment programs, and counselling. As with the expansion of community support services, expanding personalised and coordinated community treatment services will enable individuals to be treated in an environment best suited to their needs. More people being supported in the community will ease pressure on the hospital system, making hospital services available for those who need them. Greater access to community treatment services also supports people close to home and keeps them connected to their local community and family. Keeping people connected and close to home. Primary care and pharmacy. Effective primary care services includes GPs, pharmacists, mental health nurse practitioners and allied health have the capacity to prevent and reduce the severity of mental health, alcohol and other drug problems through early identification, treatment, support and timely referral. There is strong evidence that GPs can provide effective treatment and reduce risks for people with mild to moderate alcohol and other drug problems, including reducing the use of alcohol use during pregnancy. Primary care can also work together with community treatment services to optimise the care provided to individuals with mental health, alcohol and other drug problems. Western Australia has consistently received the lowest Commonwealth Medicare expenditure per capita of all states, with $27.60 per capita spent in 2012-13, compared with a national average of $39.54. This gap has also almost doubled over the past 5 years. Australian Institute of Health and Welfare, Australian Government Expenditure on Mental Health Related Services, accessed 4th of June 2015. Available at mhsa.aih.gov.au/resources/expenditure/aus-govd-mh-services/. Western Australia also has lower Medicare-subsidised mental health-related GP patient rates, 42.3 per 1,000 population, compared to the national average, 55.6 per 1,000 population. Australian Government Mental Health Services in Brief, 2013. Australian Institute of Health and Welfare, 2013. Services provided by psychiatrists, GPs, psychologists and other allied health professionals, 256.2 services per 1,000 population, compared to the national average, 352.9 services per 1 million population. Australian Government Mental Health Services in Brief, 2013. Australian Institute of Health and Welfare, 2013. Rates of GPs per capita, 183.5 per 100,000 persons. Australian Bureau of Statistics 4102.0, Australian Social Trends, April 2013, Doctors and Nurses, accessed July 8, updated 10th of April 2013, available at www.abs.gov.au/ausstats/abs@nsf/lookup/4102.0/main+features20April+2013#P5. The undersupply and underutilisation of primary care services is a significant contributor to a suboptimal service mix. This results in deterioration in access for individuals to appropriate services and higher system costs. Improving access to primary care services will help to ease pressure on other parts of the system. In Western Australia, pharmacotherapies play an important and effective role in maintenance or substitution therapies for those with problems relating to alcohol or opioids through the Community Program for Opioid Pharmacotherapy, CPOP. In a small number of locations, pharmacies have begun to play a greater role in assisting with the dispensing and management of medications, as well as the monitoring of side effects for people with mental illness. It is also important to link people in the program to other treatment and supports. Aim: increase the availability and effective coordination of relevant community treatment services to ensure individuals with a mental health, alcohol and other drug problem are provided with appropriate treatment, and care in the communities, families and carers are better supported. Keeping people connected and close to home. Current services. In 2014, approximately 2.1 million mental health and 565,000 alcohol and other drug community treatment hours of service. Hours of service include face-to-face time between consumers, carers and staff, travel time and time for other duties such as administrative requirements, training and research. Were publicly funded. There are also a number of private, non-government providers who offer community treatment services for individuals with severe mental health, alcohol and other drug problems. For example, Youth Focus, who provide services for young people with a mental health problem. However, at this time, the hours of service cannot be accurately quantified. Mental health community treatment services are currently primarily provided by the public health system, whereas alcohol and other drug community-based treatment services are predominantly in the community-managed sector. The main model for alcohol and other drug community treatment is the Community Alcohol and Drug Service, which has evolved in the metropolitan area through an innovative partnership between a number of non-government organisations integrating with the Next Step Clinical Service, which is a government-funded service. This integrated services model offers a multidisciplinary approach, including medical, nursing, clinical psychology and counselling services. There are other community treatment service models in the system which provide diversity and choice, including dedicated services for specific groups such as women and Aboriginal people. What the modelling tells us. The modelling indicates a requirement for community treatment services to increase from 2.1 million to 3.8 million hours of service for mental health, and from 565,000 to 2.1 million hours of service for alcohol and other drugs by the end of 2025. Hours of service to deliver the optimal level of community treatment services are shown in Figure 6, following, and in the plan matrix, page 105. Evidence on current hours of community treatment service was provided by the Department of Health and Area Health Services. According to current hours of service, compared to the modelled hours of service, the gap in public infant, child and adolescent community mental health treatment services is substantial and therefore requires urgent resources. Furthermore, based on the best available evidence from area health services, the current adult mental health community treatment services are almost at the level required to meet 100% of 2025 demand. This finding must be interpreted with caution, as currently there is increasing demand on adult community treatment services as other elements of the system are not delivering at adequate levels, for example, primary care and community support services. If other elements of the system are not boosted, there will be a continuing high demand for adult community treatment services that is challenging to meet. Keeping people connected and close to home. There's an overall requirement for alcohol and other drug community treatment hours of service to grow by around 265% by the end of 2025. Figure 6 below shows the current services mapped against the 2025 demand according to the optimal mix and level of services. These services are required across the state, with a need for additional regional hubs, all providing outreach support to nearby areas with no local services. Outer metropolitan regions and non-metropolitan regions are the areas requiring the greatest increase in service provision. Figure 6. The optimal mix and level of service community treatment. The 2012-13 Community Treatment Actuals, as outlined in the graph, were supplied by Area Health Services and the Department of Health. Please note that further work is required in the analysis of the actuals figures, which may result in some variance, therefore impacting the service gap identified. Figure 6. The optimal mix and level of service, community treatment. The 2012-13 Community Treatment Actuals, as outlined in the graph, were supplied by Area Health Services and the Department of Health. Please note that further work is required in the analysis of the actuals figures, which may result in some variance, therefore impacting the service gap identified. 1. Infant, child and adolescent, mental health. 2. 2013 to 2014 actual figures. 3. Thousands, hours of service. 373,000 hours. 4. 2025 demand, 1,187. 1,187,000 hours. 1. Mental health. 2. 2013 to 2014 actual figures. 3. Thousands, hours of service. 339,000 hours. 4. 2025, demand, 114,000 hours. 1. Adult, mental health. 2. 2013 to 2014, actual figures. 3. Thousands, hours of service, 1,200 hours. 4. 2025, demand, 19,000 hours. 1. Older adult, mental health. 2. 2013 to 2014, actual figures. 3. Thousands, hours of service, 236,000 hours. 4. 2025, demand, 292,000 hours. 1. Alcohol and other drug. 2. 2013 to 2014 actual figures. 3. Thousands, hours of service, 565,000 hours. 4. 2025 demand, 1,495,000 hours. Strategies. Develop a one-stop shop that will provide a 24-hour mental health emergency response service, training for frontline staff, and provide system navigation. The need for improved community-based mental health crisis and emergency responses services has been identified by a range of stakeholders, including consumers, carers, and families. Similarly, there's been a strong call for a single point of access to assist with system navigation. The requirement for improved 24-hour crisis support has also been identified in the recently released National Mental Health Commission report of the National Review of Mental Health Programs and Services. National Mental Health Commission 2014, report of the National Review of Mental Health Programs and Services, National Mental Health Commission. Services are currently being remodelled to align with best practice so that consumers and carers have access to a service that has a single point of access and is responsive and effective. This includes providing services accessible to regional areas, including through the use of telehealth technology, and providing a single point of access to 24-hour emergency mental health services. The crisis service will also have the capability to assist people with co-occurring mental health, alcohol, and other drug problems who are in crisis. The one-stop shop will also carry out the following functions: offer time-limited telephone consultation and counselling services with trained coaches and counsellors, provide a single point of access to information for consumers, carers and families, including telephone advice and online and or hard copy resources, to ensure access of service occurs at the earliest point of contact and is streamlined and seamless. Information resources will be appropriate and accessible for Aboriginal people and CALD people. Establish a comprehensive service directory and clear pathways, including with the Commonwealth, primary health networks, GPs, and the tertiary sector, to assist consumers, carers, and service providers with system navigation. Work closely with the Community Coordination Pilot staff where appropriate. See page 157 for more information on the Community Coordination Pilot. Provide expert clinical advice to clinicians, including GPs, across the state, building on the clinical advisory service currently available in the alcohol and other drug sector. Deliver training to relevant frontline and emergency response staff, for example, police, ambulance officers, GPs, nurses, and nurse practitioners, in how to respond to people with a mental illness in an emergency situation, including providing outreach to regional areas. Consultation with the alcohol and other drug sector will be undertaken throughout the planning process for this service to consider the current role and function of alcohol and other drug helplines and to map synergies in relation to system navigation, helpline function and future service delivery models. Engage with primary care and pharmacy to improve the services delivered through these sectors. More capacity to respond effectively to mental health, alcohol, and other drug problems is needed in primary health services, both in terms of number of service providers and the skills in the workforce. Community treatment services also need to work together with primary care to optimise the care provided to individuals. To further improve the provision of seamless services, work will progress in collaboration with the new primary health networks to develop a joined-up service directory for mental health, alcohol, and other drugs. This would include information on services across primary, secondary, and tertiary care. Pharmacies have begun to play a greater role in providing services to people with mental health, alcohol, and other drug problems. Opportunities to expand the role of pharmacies are important, such as through increasing the use of nurse practitioners in pharmacies. Other options to be explored include shared care models, incentives, and access to specialist support and advice. Further, engagement across the whole system can be enhanced through partnerships and improved referral pathways.